Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We've got ourselves some chaos to start the show off, but what would it be if it wasn't a Friday here on Fox Sports Radio? And it's Outkick the coverage here on FSR. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio.
And a 55-year-old.
Yes. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app as well, too.
Brady had a 55-year-old driver.
I don't know.
Well, it was technically two, but one driver, two people.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what, fellas.
Yeah, listen.
It's been a fun 12 hours. Let's just put it that way.
It has been, and we will get to that coming up here momentarily here on Outkick the Coverage. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, a little behind the scenes here. I mean, how in-depth do we want to go behind the scenes on not only just the early morning experience in Oklahoma, but also how you got to the airport? You want to just fire this off right away, Brady Quinn?
Yeah, let's go in chronological order.
Okay. So
chronological.
So for people that are unaware, LeVar and I are in studio here in Sherman Oaks together, and Brady is on location with Big Noon Kickoff. I don't know if you knew this, LeVar, but Brady does Big Noon Kickoff for Fox. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? I don't know if you're aware of that.
I was.
He is there in Oklahoma because you've got the big matchup coming up on Fox between Oklahoma and Nebraska. I still think now is Oklahoma still filing complaints about the kickoff time, or am I ever going to let that one go?
I mean, last time I checked, I think both teams are still going to show up and play it.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, we're still on track for the game to be kicked off and actually play it.
All right. So there's two different sides of this story. So let's start with the first, your trip to the airport and why your wife is pissed off at you.
Uh-oh.
Let's go ahead and just get into that.
I will throw out this general question right back at you two. Have you guys ever gotten a flat tire before?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure. Come on, man.
Okay. So this was the situation I was dealt on my way down. I live in Fort Lauderdale, but I took a flight out of Miami. Reason being is I wanted to put my girls to bed. And plus, there was a direct flight. So I was like, okay, I don't have to take two flights. I can fly direct if I go out of Miami, which just seemed like at the time a really good idea, even though I knew it was going to be a quick turnaround for radio this morning. So as I'm probably about 10 miles out, I'm noticing that, you know, the car it's kind of pulling a little bit to the left. Doesn't sound right. And then I see a little alert come up talking about low tire pressure. Mm. And I'm going, oh no. And then I literally stick my head out the window and I look and I'm like, yep.
It's down.
That's a flat tire. And my initial thought is, OF.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself,
I'm going to miss this flight.
And then, like, what happens with the show? I guess I'll just have to get the tire fixed now and then
pure
go
panic.
Home. And then, yeah, like the good thing was is this radio show I was committed to. I was like, no matter what,
yeah.
I'm finding a way to being with my guys, yeah. LaVar yeah. and Jonas.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, oh, I'm only like 7 miles away now. I'm just gonna roll. I'm gonna roll this thing into the parking garage.
For 7 miles?
7 miles, bro.
You are goon, bro.
It is flat. I was riding on the rim.
Yeah,
I don't even care at this point. It's gonna be a problem now for my wife. Because I said to her, I said, hey babe, I'm sorry. I'll call everything, I'll set it all up, but you're gonna have to drive down and potentially even move it out of its spot. To take it where someone can replace the tire.
Right.
So at some point, she's going to be the hero here.
Yeah, not just the tire. It's going to be the rim, too.
And for those of you that have never met Brady's wife, she's not a hothead or anything from time to time, so I'm sure she handled that well.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Well, she does hate when I have to leave, and then on top of it.
Now she's got to drive.
I've left for
that's
this
like over an hour, right?
Yeah. It's not quite an hour. It could be with traffic.
Right.
But it'll be probably 45 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
The more difficult part is how much time it may consume out of her day. And then if she's got to take one of our kids with her because of all the, you know, the juggling.
That's just such an inconvenience.
It really is.
If the roles were reversed, I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset.
Oh, 100%.
So, but let me ask you this. Did I make the right move?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
The
all
show
right.
must go on.
You ever
man.
Seen the movie Whiplash?
That's what I was thinking.
You ever seen the movie Whiplash when that guy gets, T-boned at the intersection and he still figures out a way to show up to his performance? They're going to write stories about you, Brady Quinn, for what you did yesterday, rolling 7 miles.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure Tesla's going to be pretty upset.
Yeah.
We're going to return that thing in there. Ugh. Which, by the way, I can't wait to get rid of that car. Okay, I'm all for like no gas emissions, all that stuff, electric vehicle, all that. But Tesla stinks.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
It stinks. I'm just gonna go out there on a ledge and say that right now. It stinks.
Yeah,
not a fan.
So there goes
not
that
a
sponsorship.
Fan.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be true to yourself. Yeah. I mean.
Hey, Ford, GM, any other company making an
American,
EV,
baby.
I will sign up on that.
I drive
That's right,
a
baby.
Fusion. A hybrid.
Yeah.
Who?
I use battery power, player. A Fusion.
Yeah.
You know, when I first got to L.A., I had a CL63, right? AMG.
Yeah. The hell is that?
Yeah. Right.
It's a Benz.
A cash register?
It's a Benz.
That's a Benz. And I was getting gas 3 times a week, bro.
That's a lot.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's expensive. Like,
look,
what are they costing?
At $100 a pop.
Mm.
3 times a week.
Because you get that premium, huh?
Now, here's the – well, yeah, of course. But here's where it gets crazy. The roads in Cali are messed up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I was getting a new tire and a new rim every couple months.
You know, for all the times they're doing road work out here in Southern California, they never seem to fix a damn thing.
I hit
the same pothole every single time I commute in.
Well, that's
every
on
single
you.
Time.
I mean, if you hit the same pothole,
oh,
that's
no,
like
it's,
getting a different lane.
Somebody's
going
to break, me or them. All right. So I'm here to make a point.
Oh,
I'm not going anywhere. That pothole can kiss my ass.
We should start a construction company that does road work, and then we could do the same thing they're doing.
Nothing.
Terrible work and get paid forever.
That's
for it.
Crazy money.
By the way, shout out to all the people working hard on the side of the road
that are listening to us right now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And they're like, oh, Fusion, huh? See that Fusion come by. We're going to fire off on it.
That was the host of Big Noon Kickoff, folks, that said that. Not us. LaVar and I are exonerated from any guilt here.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, tell them how I drive the HOV lane, too. Actually, guilt discharged. Sorry.
It is what it is.
It's an extra lane.
All right, so you end up getting to the airport, right? You end up making it to the airport, correct?
Yeah,
and all is well.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened? And then what happened this morning?
Then what happened?
So I get in last night, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I'm just going to say this. I was told by someone, and it was almost like a snarky reply, all right? like, oh, what, you can't get a taxi? And my response to them was, you must not have traveled or have been traveling the past 2 years. Because what you'd find out if you've traveled is taxis were already getting pushed out by Uber, Lyft, all the ride shares. So they don't really exist, especially if you go to remote places, which I'm not saying Oklahoma City is remote, but it's been impacted mightily by COVID. Mm. And so there is no taxi company in the area in which I'm staying where near where the studio is. So then you're like, oh, well, you can just get an Uber. Here's the problem with that theory. Ubers are even hard to get at this point. There's not all the people who were driving Ubers, a lot of them decided not to come back. They're having a hard time finding people to do a lot of those jobs. So when I checked in the hotel, the guy at the front desk was just saying to me, yeah, we don't have a taxi, and good luck finding an Uber at that hour. So I figured
you're driving me, buddy.
Right. So I looked at him, and at one point that came across my mind. I said to him, I was like, you know, is there anyone else working? Could you maybe give me a ride? He's like, no, sir, I cannot. And he said it in a very nice manner, but he was like very firm that don't ask me again. I was like, okay.
Must be a USC fan.
So, well, jeez. That or he just, he may be stressed about Oklahoma this week. I have no idea. Yeah. But so anyway, he ends up, he's working the night shift. So I know I'm going to see him in a few hours again. And he goes, why don't you just try scheduling one, see if that works? I said, okay. So that's what I do. Schedule one at 4 a.m. And so I wake up at 4 a.m. here local time, central time here out in Oklahoma City. And, of course, there's nothing. There's no cars. There's nothing. Mm. I keep trying, try Lyft, try Uber, everything for the next half an hour. Now I'm starting to panic. Like, I'm calling Jonas. Like, that's going to help. He can't do anything. And so finally.
Hey, I'm going to call Jonas. Like,
Jonas. I go downstairs, help! And I'm like, what do I need to say to this guy who's working the front desk? Like, can I shut down this hotel for, like, 10 minutes? This guy drops me off at the studio, and we can make this work. Next thing you know. I see little old Martha and Bill.
Bam.
Nice old couple.
Bam.
And I just walked over. I introduced myself, and I asked them if they could help me out. And they were nice enough to be able to give me a ride and get me over here time for the show. Yeah. I did tell them I'd buy them breakfast after the show, so I'm hoping they're still hanging around the hotel. But
they didn't even care. They were just happy to help.
Look at
you.
Martha and Bill got Brady to his radio show here.
There are still good people in this world.
Yeah, man. That is, right when you think, man, Brady's got it all. What a fancy lifestyle he lives. He drives a Tesla to the airport and
Tesla tire out.
Yeah, and then rips it on the air, but he's still got to resort to getting a ride from Martha and Bill to the airport or to the studio to do the show here.
Ironically enough, what kind of car do you think they're driving?
A Tesla.
It actually wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It would have been funny if it was. Yeah, it would have made for a great story,
All right.
I could have lied to you right there. I decided not
now,
to.
Okay, I have one question,
It was a great setup for it to be a Tesla.
In unison, you guys go, Tesla.
Hit your button.
Yeah. Hit your button.
Did that get over the air? Did that get over the air?
The Berto said they wouldn't have given it.
They wouldn't have given Roberto a ride.
Full disclosure, I do think I might have like interrupted a little bit of an argument. It seemed a little tense. I don't know. Hopefully it broke the ice. We could all sit down at breakfast.
He gave her the business after that.
100%. If Bill had any insecurities before that, sitting in the car with Brady Quinn, his wife probably checked her hair and put makeup on for the first time in 20 years.
And she wore him out.
Like, why can't you be like him?
No. She wasn't that. No.
Warm out. Okay, very good. Yeah, I didn't know we were going to go there. Felt a little too early in the morning to go.
Nothing wrong with fantasizing, you know what I mean? She had her eyes closed. You got to ask Bill, did she have her eyes closed?
It's cold out here, man.
Brady, you got to stay warm, bro.
I'm trying, man. I was just thankful.
So
I felt blessed.
Because it does get cold out here in these streets.
I felt blessed, LeVar.
I'm with you, Doug.
Hey, here's I do need to know, when you introduced yourself, did you just give them the nod like they already knew who you were, or did you actually have to introduce and explain who you were?
I said my full legal name. I said Braden. Okay. Yeah, I didn't even say Brady. Yeah. I was just like, I'm Braden.
Wow. I mean.
It sounds. I didn't want to have to go through these hoops. I was just like, I need to get to the studio as fast as possible.
That is amazing. But, you know, great job, man. I mean, most people would have just given up. They would have just said, screw it. I don't want to go ask a complete stranger. I would have rather walked than ask a stranger.
You know what's crazy?
Ride.
I would have probably walked.
It's a good 2 miles. So I thought about walking. The problem is I wouldn't have made it here in time. Uh-huh. Like, there's no way I would have been able to make it in time.
I'd have been on that joint like...
I looked for those scooters.
You all right, LeVar?
I didn't look for those electric scooters somewhere.
It is great to have Brady Quinn. He is in Oklahoma. We are going to have some coverage of college football. There's a lot going on this weekend. LeVar's got a big game this weekend. We got the Penn State Auburn
have a big game.
You're fully invested. We want you in a good mood.
I am 100%.
Afterwards,
I'm always fully invested, bro.
Damn, that's a Nittany Lion.
That is a Nittany Lion right there.
Unbelievable.
Looks on the pants.
Looks like a thermos.
And the pants.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah.
It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, though. Somebody in the NFL may have found a guy. They might have found a guy moving forward. We will get into that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So we got ourselves a little bit of an update, a little bit of an update on Deshaun Watson. We will get to that here coming up momentarily here on Fox Sports Radio. He is LeVar Arrington. I'm Jonas Knox. That guy right over there is Brady Quinn. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you are making us a part on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates all across the country.
Have you ever been in a club when it's gotten shot up?
I've not.
Wait, what?
I have not.
Oh man, have you ever been in the? Has that ever happened at South Bend where you were in the club and it just got shot up?
In a linebacker lounge.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
What do you mean shot up? Like literally shot like, up?
I tell you, at a different juncture in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, like literally shot up, but just not literally the way you're thinking.
Yeah,
literally.
not bullets. Yeah.
But not.
Yeah.
Bullets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I know where we're going.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Love in the club.
So we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific here on Fox Sports Radio. All right. Let's get into this. This is probably not the most appropriate segue, but let's get into this. Deshaun Watson. All right.
I got a theory.
All right. So LeVar's got a theory, but here is the latest on the Deshaun Watson front. And it's this according to AJ Perez of Front Office Sports, who put out a thread yesterday on the very latest with Deshaun, saying that it looks more and more unlikely that Deshaun Watson's criminal inquiry over allegations of sexual misconduct is going to be completed before the trade deadline. So they don't feel like there's going to be any resolution from that standpoint before the trade deadline because it's taking so long. There's some other, details as to what they're waiting for, the grand jury, all these other things to finish their investigation. But he goes on to say that at least four teams remain interested in trading for Watson, with the Miami Dolphins still being the front runner. Now, I don't know where we want to take the conversation from the what the hell's taken so long. At least we've got some sort of a clarity if this report is true from AJ Perez. But then the Dolphins being rumored, maybe that might lead to why he wasn't named, Tua wasn't named team captain there in Miami, because they felt like maybe there was something else down the pike. But nonetheless, here we are. We've got Deshaun Watson, still a member of the Houston Texans. Still, he can play. It's not like he's on the commissioner's exempt list. It's not like he's being suspended yet, but he's standing on the sideline watching the first place Houston Texans and Tyrod Taylor, LeVar Arrington.
All right, so here's my theory.
Is this a conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy.
We need the music.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Get that trench coat on, baby. Let's do
it. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Update.
No, not St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, this is LeVar.
All right, there we go. All right, here we go. Here's my theory. This is LeVar. Hey, hold on now.
Yeah.
Hit up races real quick though. Hit races. Did you hear what Jonas just did?
I said LeVar O. Arrington.
He said don't play that Irish races. Music.
You dropped the O when you got into the league. So, what do you want from me?
It's horrible. Right, whatever. It's horrible,
got
Jonas.
Into the league.
It was so horrible.
So at Penn State it was O. Arrington.
It was. It definitely was. All right. So here's the theory. You're not going to play him. You can't play him. You have to keep him on the sideline. You're not going to trade him unless you can get the amount of money or the amount of value in getting rid of Deshaun Watson that you want to get, which they're not going to get because everybody's going to want the value proposition of getting Deshaun Watson, knowing the uncertainties of what the situation may hold.
But then now you ask yourself the question, you're paying him all that money to stand and be on the bench. But then if you think about it, if you hold on to him and you sit and you wait, if there's smoke, there's probably possibly fire. So what happens is as this thing drags out, I would assume that the hope here is that something, and you hate to say, I hate to say it this way, but you need something to happen where you can retroactively go back and get the money that you're paying him right now.
Okay, so you think they're delaying?
They're delaying.
They think he's going to get popped.
They're delaying because they think that if I'm paying that much money to a player that I'm not going to play, I'm certainly going to invest and have my you know, these teams have so many people.
Oh, yeah, look into it.
So I'm going to have them look into it as deeply and as you know, intentional and detailed as possible. So somebody must be saying there's something there. There's something there. So don't let it out. Just sit him down and don't play him. Because if you play him, then you have the argument point that, well, I worked for my pay. So you don't play him. You let him sit. And then if something happens, then now you're able to actually go back and try to get recoup all the money that you've been giving them.
Here's my question. Brady, if you trade him and something ends up happening afterwards, like the Texans are off, they can't go back and get any of the money at that point, right? Or can they?
Well, first off, I'll just say this. It's a great theory. I don't even want to call this a conspiracy theory. I think
you.
LeVar is on to what they're trying to do.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I honestly do not know, though, how it would work if they could exercise a trade. I would imagine that if they could exercise a trade, the monies that were owed to Deshaun or whatever he was being paid, those would be subject to trying to get them back. Which it's always hard, I think, and this is just outside of professional sports. It's hard in any business where when you pay someone and then you're like, no, hold up. That didn't work out right. You didn't do this right. Good luck getting it back.
You mean like Calvin Johnson and the Lions, you mean?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he wants his $1.6 million back. Good luck getting it back.
Now, right.
That might be a little easier than it would be in this case, but I think LeVar's onto something. I don't know how it would work, though, if he was to get traded, because I think there would be so many clauses within that trade that would, you know, kick in for whether it was draft picks or even compensation that team trading for Deshaun Watson would be on the hook for, or maybe if it was the Texans in this case. It is just such a big question mark to me. And I do think that if they did try to play him, I wonder if the NFL would just put him on the exempt list and do it then. Like, I wonder if that's what they're waiting on. Or, as I said before, if they're thinking that maybe this thing could settle and then that clears things up. Because whether it's a criminal case or a civil case, it's going to take too long.
Yeah.
You know, the trade deadline is going to pass. It's not going to be until next you know, spring where you get some of this stuff coming out. But I think LeVar is dead on with what he thinks is going to happen with this, at least as it stands right now.
Yeah.
I mean, this could change in a week.
I mean, you got to think, if you do, again, if you do play him, then Deshaun Watson and his representation has every right to say, listen, I worked for my wage. Like,
well, but there's still clauses there where they could come back and say, you know, player conduct policy, we understand you played, but still, we're still doing this on the side.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's the leverage, right? I mean, it's like, oh, well, why wouldn't you just trade them and get rid of them? Because you do not want to eat all of that money that you're paying them.
Well, I think they don't want to play him because he doesn't want to be there, one.
True.
Which is the one issue. And then I think they're concerned about him getting hurt, which is
a reality.
And
that's another part of it. Yeah, that's another part of it.
Because then you have no trade value at all if he's not able to play and he's got this legal issue.
But with everybody looking at it as a value proposition, he doesn't want to be there. You don't want to play him. You don't want to get him hurt. Take this deal. It's like, no, we're not going to take this deal. Because we're not going to eat the amount of money, what the deficit is between what you're asking for and what we're paying him. So the idea of it is our leverage is we're going to get this money back one way or the other. We're either going to get it through the trade and it's going to feel comfortable with what we get in this trade and the value of that, or we're going to wait it out.
And we're going to get the results we need to be able to go after this money retroactively and cancel the contract altogether.
So this, according to AJ Perez, in his tweet thread, he said that sources tell him prosecutors have yet to present the case, at least in full, to the grand jury. These type of criminal investigations aren't sprints. Investigators have a lot of people to interview, many stemming from the 22 lawsuits filed against Watson earlier this year. There's some hope that the grand jury will have its decision in October. That's just, you know,
you got to go through like understand this. It's one thing to go into the legal system over one situation, one, right? Like, you be sitting at home stressed out. I've seen it, right? I've seen it. I have nothing to do with it, but okay. I've seen people stress out over one case.
We want to clear that up.
Case. Yeah, not me. But one case. You're talking about this dude has to clear 22 times.
And that's this just goes back to the original point when all of this stuff happened. And we don't know whether or not the stuff that is being claimed is true. But what are the odds that 20-something people are all lying?
20-some.
Yeah, like, well, with all the same sort of scenarios playing out in the same way.
I lived this in real life. I lived this in real life. when that Penn State stuff started bubbling up, I lived this in real time, bro. So when all these people started coming forward, and then you start, like, it's like, damn. You know what I mean? Like, I know him. I know that one. I know that they're men now, but I knew him. You know, and it's like, you're seeing it in real time, and it's like, oh, they're lying, they're lying, they're lying. And it's like, man, all these people aren't lying.
Yeah,
man.
same sort of situation.
Here's still what I don't get about this entire thing, okay? Is there have been in some instances, Deshaun Watson's representation has admitted that any sexual acts that took place were consensual.
Correct.
But was there not money paid? Like, they were brought in for professional services.
Yep.
So isn't he technically admitting to prostitution?
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing that I don't get about all of this that, like, we haven't really talked about. Excuse me, but
that one could get caught in your throat. You got to clear that one out sometime.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. 100%. It's an uncomfortable conversation. Yeah. But even if it was consensual, that doesn't mean there wasn't any wrongdoing going on.
Right,
especially if there was money exchanged for what was taking place.
I guess they're trying to say the money was exchanged for the massage, but everything else that happened was consensual. And,
right,
and that's a hard,
like,
that is a very hard argument.
So did Robert Kraft make that case? Is that? I'm just saying. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna stay away from that one. But I will say this. I will say this.
Yeah, there's the grab lab, and then there's the grab lab. You know what I mean?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Is why are we making this
that red light district? You know, you see the red light. You know, you go in and it's a massage.
What do you mean that a strip palm up in West Palm? Yeah. It's a nice area. We got a Publix right down the way.
I'm just saying.
It puts a new meaning to the term Palm Beach, right?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It might be your best one. That might be your best one. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
That might be your best one. I don't even know how to respond. I don't even know what lane to go down on that one.
That was amazing.
I don't know where I'm at right now. Pineapples, safe word.
Yeah,
safe word.
There's all sorts of landmines out there.
Yeah.
There's got to be something to this, right?
I think that's why they're waiting. I honestly think that's why they're waiting. And again, if you are a business and you have all the resources that the Houston Texans have, why would you not be looking deeply into what's going to play out?
Deep,
Have you noticed how nice they're playing it with Deshaun too?
Leave it alone.
Yeah, they're just playing nice.
We're going to get you.
Yes, it's Deshaun's been great. No distraction. Nothing. Hey, everything's cool here. We're all good here. Everything's fine. Like, they've played this nice. ever since the season started to be as professional as possible, which tells you what? That they've got something going on? That there's something that the Houston Texans are
lining up? Oh, they're
building
a case, for sure.
Yeah, that is so interesting how this whole thing
is going. I kind of feel bad, though, man. I mean, obviously, the whole situation's a mess.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no winner in any of this. I mean, obviously, the alleged victims.
Right.
You know, you look at the fan base there. You look at the team, even though, you know, they got off to a good start, I guess. I just the whole thing, no one wins in this whole deal. That's the tragedy. This whole thing
it's
sad to see. And even for him to be a part of it and have, you know, whatever sort of issues are going on, I mean, it's just the whole thing is sad. It really is.
And how is your reputation not? I mean, his reputation's ruined.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, there's no
100%.
How do you bounce back from that? All right, you go to a new city, like, all right, we're giving you a new start, new city. But again, we talk, I joke about it a lot, but cancel culture is real.
Yes.
He gets up out of this situation unscathed. You best believe there are going to be people that aren't okay with it, and they're going to make it very uncomfortable for him.
Hey, man, Philly was picketing when they made the move to bring in Michael Vick.
It was
picketing, and those were dogs.
Yeah.
Like,
well, somebody got upset when you just said that. You know, dogs are people,
listen,
too.
Well, again, if you got a problem with that.
I mean, some of us feel that way. Yeah. Others, like, they forget about their dog that died 12 years
listen,
ago.
No,
I always tell people, if you could go purchase it or you could get it from a cage, a kennel somewhere, please don't compare me to a dog.
Okay.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
We need more dogs.
All right.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Outkick the coverage here, Fox Sports Radio.
That's how you're going to come in.
He's LeVar Arrington.
Hello, everybody out there.
Oh, man. That guy's Brady Quinn. I'm Jonas Knox with you here on FSR.
Birdo didn't like that intro.
By the way, coming up in a little over 5 minutes from now, we are going to have the next edition of Animal Thunderdome.
Yeah.
If you thought cow tipping was one thing, wait till you hear what Danny has to say about a human being getting mutilated by some praying mantis somewhere.
I wonder if PETA people get upset about Animal Thunderdome.
Nah, they can kiss my ass. Like somebody in PETA's never had a tuna sandwich. Get out of my face.
I actually think it's a nice gesture, because what we're essentially saying is, like, we got to stay out of the animal's way.
Yeah.
You know? Because they will mess you up.
But, I agree.
But what if the animal got in your way and then messed you up? Like, are you upset with the animal hurting the person?
No, because that's nature, man. Yeah, like, we're on their territory. We're in their world.
Exactly.
You know? No, they're in our world. We are the apex predator.
Listen, me being the king of mammals.
If you don't have a gun on you,
I'm about to say, I got an AR. I got an AR with extended clips that say I'm the apex predator out here. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Randy Orton's apex predator.
When you get in the water and those sharks are around,
I got a harpoon. I got a harpoon that says that I'm the apex predator here.
You got a what?
Harpoon.
Okay. All right.
I'll fire off. I'll bus off, too.
All right. So we move on from that over to this. Hard Knocks will be back, folks, but it will be back in a different form because we are going to have an in-season Hard Knocks. How about that? It was announced at halftime that the NFL at halftime of Thursday night's game will do a multi-episode Hard Knocks, but it'll be featuring the Indianapolis Colts, and it will debut on November 17th. All right, so
somebody said Carson Wentz's zit's going to get a.
So listen,
a weekly spot on Hard Knocks.
Let me tell you something. let me tell you something. There's people out there that are known for discovering bands. We discovered that zit on the back of Carson Wentz's neck, and that thing's going to be in prime time on Hard Knocks.
I don't want to be a part of the week. Can that just be you? You kind of discovered.
Okay,
that.
Here's what we know about Hard Knocks. All right. We know this about Hard Knocks. If you are featured on Hard Knocks, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. How do we know that? Because it's never happened. We also know that you're most likely not going to reach a conference finals, because how do we know that? Or a conference championship game, because one team has done it in the history of teams that have been featured on Hard Knocks. So what we're saying here is that if you had the Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South, LeVar, if you had the Colts winning the AFC South, you are screwed, my friend, because this is not good that the Indianapolis Colts are going to be featured in Hard Knocks.
They didn't look good.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, because their quarterback had his career ruined by the Washington football team in week one last year.
Is that what it was?
Yes. He was never the same after that second
half. I kind of feel like I've got a conspiracy on this, though.
All right, here we go. Little conspiracy theory. Here we go.
I don't. This isn't as good as LeVar's, but I think HBO had to do this.
Here we go.
I think HBO had to do this because
tell us why.
If they didn't, someone else would. Like, we've always had, we've had series at the college level. We've got that, what is it, Last Chance U, right?
Yes.
We've got all these other series that actually are filmed in season. And it's not just a training camp buildup. And so I think if HBO didn't move on this, someone else would have signed some agreement with the NFL to do it in season. Or maybe teams would start doing more of it. Because I do think you see a little bit of that. So I actually think this is like that move where, you know, Hard Knocks is probably, I don't want to say fizzled, but I don't think it has the same sort of impact that it used to have.
Last Chance U is, if not my favorite Netflix show, it's got to be in the discussion.
Well, it's the only Netflix show you watch.
Well, no, because it's look, if you've ever spent any time around JUCO football, yeah, that's as real as it gets. Like that show is that's real. Hard Knocks feels like it's played up to the cameras too much. It's a bunch of guys who know that they're going to be featured. It's downtime with Dak.
You know
and
what
Zeke
it is?
Cards.
It's big budget. It's big budget versus smaller budget, and that smaller budget comes across way more organic.
Do you think – we know Jim Irsay loves a mic and some other things. Well, so we know that about Jim Irsay. Do you think that Frank Reich wants anything to do with this?
Probably not, because of the possibilities of some of this becoming a more of a headache and a train wreck.
Yeah.
But not the Hard Knocks part of it. Just the season in general.
Yes.
I wouldn't want that to play out on camera. Like I would not.
If I'm a coach and I don't like the idea of my team being, because no coach wants to be on, like
I was about to say, I don't know that there are any coaches. There may be a few.
Gruden seemed like he was
like
into it.
Gruden would be okay with it.
Gruden seemed like he was kind of into it.
Probably like a Raheem Morris would be okay with it. I'm not sure. Probably a Jack Del Rio when he was a head coach, he'd probably be okay with it. But there aren't going to be too many guys that are going to be okay with the cameras being that intrusive or that present. A lot of people – go ahead.
No, I just think it takes away from the focus of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough to win in the NFL. And then you got to factor in all that stuff, you know, and you feel like you can't – communicate maybe how you really want to in some of those moments because there's a camera around. Like I don't think you ever get comfortable, no matter how much the cameras are around. I never feel like you get comfortable and can't communicate the way you probably need to at times. And so I think when a team signs up for it, it's almost like a clear indication of their priority is not so much about winning. It's more about branding. And it's more about trying to grow whatever it's their team's brand, the player's brand, whatever the case may be. I always feel like it's a bad sign if you see someone who's like for Hard Knocks or excited about it, then I think they're focused on the wrong thing.
It's Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up 15 minutes from now, it came down to the wire last night in the game between the Washington football team and the Giants, but we're not talking about the actual game. You will not believe how something on this show was determined based on what happened last night. We've got I don't know if there's a scandal, but just a stunning development we'll have for you here 15 minutes from now. Right now, though, it is time for something we do on the show called this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm just glad I was there.
Boys and girls,
I thought he thought I was like this ginormous piece of chicken.
Dying time's here.
I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
This is Animal Thunderdome.
And for that, we turn it over to Danny G, our executive producer, to find out what the hell has happened this week in the world of animals versus human beings.
All right, let's start with something fun. The death stories can wait. An Illinois teenager on a fishing trip to a Minnesota lake broke a state record when he reeled in a 46 and a quarter inch pike. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources say that Brecken Kobalecki, 15, was fishing on Basswood Lake when he reeled in this gigantic pike. This thing is huge. It's the fish is almost bigger than him. He told the department that the fish was difficult to land because they hooked it, but he was barely hooked, so they could hardly land it due to the size of and weight of the fish. It was photographed, and then he put it back into the lake The department said that the fish was actually reeled in back in June, but it took state officials about 3 months to review the evidence and award Kobalecki the record for largest catch and release pike caught in the state. They had to compare, like, forensically the pictures and everything. They went real deep on this. The previous record was 45 and a quarter inches and was reeled in from Rainy River in 2018.
Hmm. So what's the point of catching it if you're not going to take it home?
Is to be able to break the record.
Yeah, but I mean,
with the same fish, we're going to go to these waters and we're going to catch that fish. It should be a little healthier.
So what, you go to a car dealership and take a picture next to a car, but you don't drive it off the lot?
It's different. Oh, you haven't looked on social media lately? All these people, they'll go sit next to a private plane. They'll be like, flying private today, and meanwhile you see them sitting in the exit row.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Or it's just a studio. You know, they do these photo shoots in studios.
Do they?
And they look like private planes. And you walk out. It's a studio.
Really?
Yes.
People do that?
For their social media.
Jesus. Oh, dude. That's a real thing?
Yes.
That's a real thing,
God.
Man.
Losers,
they're out there tricking everyone.
Losers.
Yeah. Hey, how about this, though? How big is that fish going to sound when he tells this story in like 5 years?
Oh, it'll be 60 inches.
Yeah.
Right.
60 it'll inches.
Be bigger.
Huh? Yeah.
Probably a little girthier, too.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
All right, here's the part where I have to give
pike.
The warning.
Pike we're talking about. Okay.
You know my man.
Pike. It gets real out here in these streets. You got to stay warm, man.
Did you say pipe or pike?
Pike.
Okay, sorry.
Pike.
So
with a K.
If you have a weak stomach, please keep it on your affiliate or on the iHeart app there, but lower the volume for a minute or two here. All right, 504-pound alligator killed a 71-year-old Louisiana man in Hurricane Ida floodwaters. Yeah. It's been captured with what appears to be human remains in its stomach, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says. The 12-foot alligator's capture ended a 2-week search by local and state agencies for Timothy Satterley Sr., who had last been seen on August 30th checking the storm damage outside his home in Slidell, about 35 miles northeast of New Orleans. The attack occurred the day after Ida, of course, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to strike the U.S. Gulf Coast. Once the alligator was searched, it was discovered to have what appears to be human remains inside its stomach, the sheriff's office said. Investigators are working with the St. Tammany Parish Coroner's Office to verify those remains belong to Timothy Satterley. The agents set traps, which proved successful. The agents then euthanized and cut open the alligator, and that's when they discovered the body parts. It was the upper parts of a human body.
What are the what's the investigation for? Cause of death? I don't know. What do you think he died of? I mean, come on, guy got ripped in half.
Well, he could have drowned, and then the gator ate him.
Yeah, who cares? So what are you gonna arrest the water?
I don't think you're gonna arrest the gator either.
Yeah,
are you?
I mean, well, you can't now. It's dead. I mean, they
euthanized it.
Saying, like, I don't think they're gonna like have the gator hold trial for the gator.
I don't know, but like, what happened to the bottom half? Is this like the part in Jaws where he's talking about running into his buddy? He's out on the water. He's like, 1100.
Can we get the bell, please? Get the bell for a Jaws reference.
1100
so
men
it's
went into warm. The water.
Yeah. It's crazy how they spotted this huge gator.
How'd they find it?
This Captain Lance Vitter, he's a spokesperson for the sheriff's office there. He said that they sent out a drone looking for this 400-pound gator, and that's how they 500-pound gator. That's how they spotted it from above.
Oh yeah, because they saw him picking shoelaces out of his teeth.
Well, I mean, he was clearly out there looking for people checking the water damage.
It's a huge problem with hurricanes and flood
like
waters.
Literally a huge problem.
Yeah.
Let's move to India.
All right.
Yeah.
Love Indian food.
That's got to be a tiger.
A tiger or a snake.
Yeah.
It's one animal we see at the zoo, but we don't ever think about it being out on the loose. A hyena.
Oh.
Huh. Was reportedly suffering infection, rabies maybe. It attacked two people near Kaperti Village. According to reports, the hyena was found dead later.
Oh.
It's being said that the infection probably caused the death, obviously, but what happened is it irritated this wild animal, causing it to attack two people there. The Hindustan Times reported that several forested patches in that area are home to a large number of hyenas. According to the report, this rabid hyena attacked an elderly man who was hospitalized. He's in serious but stable condition. And then the second victim was a man riding down the road on his motorcycle. The hyena knocked him off his bike and attacked him.
Well, he was trying to get a ride, and the guy, you know, wanted to blow past him. I mean, the hyena had his thumb up. The guy's not going to stop. He's got to take matters into his own hands. And look, Brady had to do the same thing to get to work today.
Did you know that hyenas, the females are the dominant figures in hyena groups? They actually have mock units.
Sounds like a couple of friends I have.
They have mock units, and they're actually, so you can't tell basically the female from the male, but they're the ones that the matriarchs run.
Did you
run
say
hyena.
Mock units?
Yes. I didn't want to say, you know, say it on air.
Fake cranks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should tell you the
There's
time.
There's some interesting facts.
I had an in-depth conversation with Jordy Nelson about a gomer, which is a whole, I mean, I don't even know if we could talk about this on air. But it's for, like, studding out cattle.
Oh, okay.
And what they do with those things. It's a whole – I mean, that's just a wormhole you do not want to go down.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of that.
Yeah.
They actually have harder bites than lions. They're just as fierce predators as lions
are. How big is a hyena? Hyenas aren't that big,
Some
right?
are big. Some All are right. big. Some aren't as big.
I could take a hyena.
Hey, okay. Hey, LeVar.
Yes.
Jonas or a hyena? They're both in a closed room. Who wins?
Come on, LeVar.
I mean, where the apex does he have a weapon?
Nothing. It's just his hands.
Jonas would be shook. Uh-huh. He'd be leaves in the wind.
That's right. I'll put him in an anaconda choke.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. Wrap him.
I mean, if your life is on the line,
I'll strangle his life away from him.
There you go.
And then I'll talk
to
him.
You got to figure out some way of choking it out.
I don't know, man. That hyena would be like. Like, you put me in the room with this guy?
It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, there was a result from last night's game in the NFL that is unique to this show and this show alone. You don't want to miss it. It's next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Coming up in about 20 minutes from now here on FSR, there's an NFL player who made a comparison to the world of football. He made a comparison to something everybody listening to this right now can relate to. So we will get to that here 20 minutes from now on FSR. Right now, though, kind enough to join us here, Joel Klatt, lead college football analyst for Fox. He is in Norman, Oklahoma. He will be on the call for the Sooners and the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming up noon Eastern time. 11 o'clock local time there in Oklahoma on Fox. Joel, we appreciate you popping on with us. Hopefully it's been a much more smooth morning for you than it has been Brady Quinn and Norman.
Well, yeah, I was just actually talking with a nice older couple right here at breakfast. They gave a ride to a nice young man early this morning.
That is hilarious.
Did they look
happy,
Joel?
He's just got to rub it in.
He's got the car service. He's got people carrying his bags. Class just got it all.
Oh, wow.
if you only knew, man, between last night and rolling my flat tire car into the parking garage at the Miami airport, now this, unbelievable.
Oh, dude, we've all been there. I did morning radio in Denver before moving out to Los Angeles, and I would also host the pre- and post-game shows for the Colorado Rockies, and we would go on the road. And so I would have to do the same thing, Brady. I would have to wake up and really early. And that was before Uber was a thing. So I was just getting like the, you know, 777777 cab service. And I would be in like San Francisco at 4 a.m. trying to get a cab. Oh, gosh. I feel your pain, brother.
Joel, I want to ask you before we get into just looking at the game between Nebraska and Oklahoma there and some other games around college football. But obviously the news this week that came out, USC firing Clay Helton. There's been a lot of rumors, a lot of things out there about potential candidates. As far as you view the situation, who are some guys, maybe just in the world of college football, that you think make some sense for USC to go after?
Well, I think that the the philosophy of who you get at USC is a lot different than most every other place in college football. You know, in college, like the coach can be and should be usually the biggest star and is a dictator. We got a bunch of Napoleons running around, you know, like they can do whatever they want. The team first mentality, so on and so forth. But at USC, it's different. And to some extent, Miami is this way as well. Coastal places, urban campuses, when those places have success, generally the players become massive stars because of the locations of the school. And so the coach has to be the type of guy that is comfortable enough to be a big star and a big deal at a huge place.
Oh, no.
And yet also has to be comfortable enough in his own skin for his players to be more famous than he is.
Oh, no.
And that's not the case at most schools around the country. And so because of that, I just don't think guys that are, you know, I hate to say it this way, but kind of like college football, rah-rah culture type guys fit. So that's why, like, for me, it's not like a great fit for Matt Campbell or Luke Fickell. And these are guys that I would probably put up at the top of the list for every single job. So for me, it's like an NFL DNA style of coach, a guy that has touched the NFL, understands that world. Those are the type of guys that have had success at USC and Miami throughout the years. You know, whether it's John Robinson and Pete Carroll or Jimmy Johnson and Dennis Erickson and Butch Davis. So for me, I would go after hard like Matt Rhule or Joe Brady. I would go after those type of guys. I think Jeff Hafley would make a lot of sense, the head coach of Boston College. But the guy I would start with first, I know he doesn't necessarily have this NFL DNA, but he's had success at Miami as a player. He's coached under Saban. He's the best recruiter on the West Coast would be Mario Cristobal. So those are some of the names that I would throw out there.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. Don't throw out James Franklin. hey, let me ask you. Look, I want to change subjects on that quick too. Let me ask you about Alabama and Florida going into this game. Historically, Florida has not been afraid of competing against Alabama, as well documented. How big of a game is this for these teams? I mean, Florida is trying to find their way back to the light, Joel, and obviously, you know, Alabama is Alabama. But how big of a game is this weekend?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a huge game, and I think it gets even bigger when there is supposed struggles in 1 week against Mercer for Alabama, which I think Nick Saban's brilliant in a lot of cases. And this is clearly a way that he understands that he can get his team's attention last week in that matchup against Mercer and then have his team's attention for the week leading into Florida. And I think he's one of the best at doing that. When I talk with coaches a lot, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but a lot of them will say, you know, when treating your team, you treat winners like losers and losers like winners, because teams that are losing need a lot of confidence, so you need to build them up. And a lot of winners, you need to bring them back down so that they're coachable and that they have and can maintain a sense of urgency. I think Nick Saban does that better than anybody. And so he's going to have them ready to go after a game of which I think they had like 95 penalty yards, which is the most in a long time for them. And he'll have that team's attention. I think Alabama wins that game pretty easily because I just don't believe Florida is that good. They're trying to figure out the quarterback situation. It really should be Richardson, but they're trying to make Emory Jones work. Obviously, a couple of interceptions for the second straight game. Richardson with this hamstring, I don't know how healthy he's going to be after that long run, which, by the way, guys, I know zero things about hamstring injuries, zero, because you have to be fast in order to do anything to your hamstrings. And I've been slow as absolute molasses my entire life. So when I see him pull up in the end zone with a hamstring injury, I'm like, that's totally foreign to me.
Joel, I got to ask you about what you witnessed firsthand last week in Columbus.
just with Ohio State, the defense, and then your thoughts moving forward. Like, can they change it in season in your mind? Some people speculated they were looking at maybe trying to bring in a former defensive mind, whether it be a former head coach or a guy who was highlighted as a big-time defensive coordinator. Can they fix it, though?
Well, I think that they can, but I also would say after watching that film, and I'm sure you did as well, Brady, it wasn't just the scheme. Yes, the scheme wasn't great, and they didn't adjust, and that's unforgivable.
Right.
But the players played awful. Like, they – LeVar, as you know, every defense is designed to succeed. It's not like you put up defenses that you put it up and everyone's like, hey, man, that's not going to work, but, you know, right. We'll be all right.
Let's run it.
Like, there are responsibilities and details out there, and these guys were horrendous. I mean, I generally don't say that about players in college football because they aren't professionals. But now that they're making a little bit of NIL money, I guess I can say that they played horrendous, even though not all of them are making a little bit of money. but to not crack replace on the outside, to have corners and defensive backs time and time and time again follow with no awareness their man in as their man blocks a linebacker or cracks back on one of those players that is trying to get out of the run box, and not replace him in some sort of support role, for no one to have the edge, for the defensive ends to play that passive against their stretch zone read. I mean, it was atrocious, not to mention the angles and the lack of awareness from their safeties. Not having Josh Proctor in the field really hurt them. That was obvious. Then you get into the coaching situation, though, Brady, about just the inability to adjust. The fact that they don't adjust and go to some sort of man coverage when they are getting torched time and time, or excuse me, zone coverage, when they're getting torched because of their man defense, they can't play it. They don't understand how to play man defense. I don't care if that's what your DNA is as a coach or that's what you have been doing at that place. Your personnel can literally not execute man defense. They're pulling guards, Oregon, out there that are blocking the grass. It's like, right. Hey, pull out there and block the numbers so C.J. Verdell can run totally butt-naked into the end zone. How many times is a good defense supposed to give up butt-naked touchdowns? He's literally not touched. It was a horrendous performance by them, jumping out of gaps. And speaking of, like, help, I would mention, and I failed to mention it on the broadcast, but one of their analysts is actually Paul Rhodes. And so he's already in the building, and I would be pretty surprised if he wasn't actually getting more involved. He's a guy that's been a defensive coordinator a lot in his career. He's been a head coach in his career, and I think that help, or that would be, excuse me, some help on that defensive side for Kerry Combs, who is a bit overwhelmed when it comes to being a play caller on that side of the ball each Saturday. His inability to adjust has really hurt them.
What else are you looking forward to this weekend, Joel, game-wise?
After that last answer, I guess I'm looking forward to seeing Joe.
Okay, all right. Okay.
That would be a little bit salty.
All right.
I think, listen, Nebraska has struggled. That's been well documented. Having said that, there are these, like, little glimmers of hope for them. Their defense hasn't given up over 400 yards in 7 straight games. Adrian Martinez is clearly one of the big play quarterbacks out there, and big plays are ways that you can stay in games like this. The fact that Oklahoma has a propensity to take their foot off the pedal and let teams back in the game. We've seen this, before. So I'm excited about that. Plus, LeVar, I grew up in the old Big Eight, so like this game pulls at my heartstrings.
Sure.
A little bit.
Yep.
That conference has been decimated. You can argue that Texas decimated the Big Eight first by coming in and demanding a lot of things, and then obviously Nebraska leaves and blah, blah, blah. But, like, this is a historic matchup, and you could argue that this is one of the matchups that has shaped the modern college football landscape more than any other, because these two teams got so good and so powerful that it led to, in the mid-'80s, Oklahoma suing the NCAA for the right to sell their own broadcasts. And that's where we kind of stand now. That was the landmark changing of the guard when it went from the NCAA selling these games to the individual conferences and schools. So it's a historic game. I can't wait for it. Yeah, I wish that Oklahoma came in here with a little bit more, or excuse me, Nebraska came in with a little bit more juice. But there are those little glimmers of hope for them that, maybe give them a chance to come in here and win. Listen, it was just last year that I was sitting in this very same hotel getting ready for Kansas State, Oklahoma, and none of us thought there was a chance in you-know-what that Kansas State was going to win that game, and they ended up doing it. So this one should be fun, too.
Jamel Holiday and Tommy Frazier, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for tomorrow?
Shoot, man. I think Tommy Frazier might be the best player in college football history that no one talks about anymore.
That's interesting. I thought that was me, but, okay.
Get him on Twitter at Joel Klatt. Joel, we appreciate it. We'll be watching tomorrow, noon Eastern time, Oklahoma and Nebraska on Fox. We appreciate it, Joel.
This nice old couple, by the way, is very complimentary. They said Brady smelled terrific.
Of course.
Is she smiling, Joel?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
She said, glowing? That young man was so I know.
Bill got all the benefits.
Oh, man. Joel, we'll do it again soon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.